This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another bite-sized Ramadan reminder. Brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan. Let this month be a believer's Ramadan bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. What's a believer's Ramadan? Subhanallah. Let's see, for example, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Habib, our Rasul, our Nabi Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatullahi wa salamhu alayhi, Abu Bakr radiyallahu an, Umar radiyallahu an, Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, the great scholars of al-Islam, Imam al-Tabari, al-Nasa'i, Imam al-Bukhari, etc. On average, what would their Ramadan be like? What was the Ramadan like, brothers and sisters? Was it a believer's Ramadan? 100% yes, subhanAllah. And how, for example, the last third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lowest heaven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, who is there that has a need? Who is there that seeks forgiveness? Then I might forgive. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is asking. And so the ibad of Allah, the righteous servants of Allah, they wake up at this time. They stand in prayer. They make some tahajjud salah. Even if it be only two rakahs of salah, even if it only be قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, that you recite in those two rakahs. Brothers and sisters, the time of suhoor, that's the last third of the night. And so have something to eat and make some prayer, or make some salah and then go and eat something. Brothers and sisters, it's not that difficult. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the believers Ramadan. And so they wake up and they make some tahajjud, some qiyamul layl, salatul layl. And then they have something to eat at the time of suhoor. Why? Because the malaika, they send salawat upon the ones who are having suhoor. They make istighfar for the ones who are eating at the time of suhoor. And is there no barakah in that food? 100% yes, there is barakah. That food keeps us going for the entire day. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. And so we have something at the time of suhoor, even if it be just a glass of water. SubhanAllah. And then we head off to the masjid, the brothers, for Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. The two rakah sunnah, it is better than this dunya and everything it contains. And then we pray two rakahs of Salatul Fajr behind the imam in Jama'ah, walhamdulillah. After salah, we begin our adhkar, the adhkar of the morning and the adhkar of the evening. We should never forget this, subhanAllah. It's our hisnul muslim, it's our protection, it's our fortification. Then the believer, he recites some of the kalam of Allah. He recites something of the noble Quran, because he's trying minimum to make one khatam of the Quran in this Ramadan. And so he recites something from the one juz that he has to do every single day. So he recites. And then if he needs to go to work, etc., he comes back home, gets ready, and he heads off to work. The believer's Ramadan at work, when there's something which might attract his eyes, he lowers his gaze. When somebody is irritating him, or the boss has this or that to say, he does not argue. Inni sa'im, I am fasting, I want to protect my fast. I do not want to stain, I do not want to blemish my fast. And so he refrains from all of that argumentation. Then the time of Salatul Zuhr comes in, and he's there to pray Salah in Jama'ah. And if it's the sister, then she might be in the home or maybe the workplace, and she also, the salah, she prays her salah on time, walhamdulillah. If it's the mother in the home, she prepares whatever needs preparing for the kids, for them to go to school. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Then after Salatul Zuhr, he sits, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, each one of them 33 times. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is the one who is in control of all matters. Back to work. And Subhanallah, ikhlas an-niyyah. Correct intention. Whatever work I'm doing, I'm an architect, I'm a doctor, I'm a student at university. My intention is that through this, I am seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The minimum, I want to earn halal wealth so I can take care of my family. I need to seek this knowledge so that bi-iznillahi ta'ala, I can procure a good job and then begin a family. I can look after my father, my mother. You're sitting in that qa'a, in that lecture theater, that lecture hall then turns into reward for yourself. That's a believer's Ramadan, brothers and sisters. And then we head off the rest of the afternoon. Then the time of Salatul Asr, and people are lax with regards to Salatul Asr. Hafizu, look after your salawat. Hafizu ala salawati wa salatil wusta, and the middle prayer. It was already included in the order to look after the prayers, but Allah then specified Asr prayer because people are lax. Because the brother thinks, well, I'm going to go to the masjid for Maghrib, I'll delay my Asr and I'll pray it there. I'll pray it close to the time of Maghrib. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Absolutely not. The believer, he prays Salatul Asr in its proper time. And after Salatul Asr, then one can make the adhkar of the masa, the adhkar of the evening. It's your protection, brothers and sisters. Subhanallah, the Sahaba, when their kids would also try to fast, then they would make them play around with them, etc. So that their minds are not fixated upon the fact that I'm hungry right now. So they forget about the hunger while busy in the play. Subhanallah. And then we go to the masjid for the brothers, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And if there's facilities for the females, well, alhamdulillah, we go there. And then we wait, we spend our time in dua, for verily the dua at the time of iftar, it is accepted. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. The brothers, white, black, yellow, whatever color they might be, little something, somebody brings some food, this one brings that, this one brings that, and they all sit together and they share it. They what? They share it, and then they break their fast together. Walhamdulillah. And then we are all seated there at the time of iftar, mashallah. We engage in dua. We're hoping that Allah accepts this fast from us. Allahu Akbar, the muadhin begins, and we all break our fast. Walhamdulillah. Dhahaba al-dham'u wa btallatil uruq wa thabatatil ajr, inshaAllah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, then we head off towards our homes. That's the norm. We have a small meal with the family. The hafiz of the Quran, he begins preparing for whatever he needs to recite this evening in Salatul Taraweeh. The father and the son in certain places head off towards the masjid. MashaAllah, in other places, facilities for females. Excellent, walhamdulillah. And so everybody, the whole family, how beautiful, go out for Salatul Taraweeh. Then Salatul Isha, Salatul Taraweeh. We pray behind the Imam whatever number of rak'ahs he prays. We don't get into those fights and 8 and 11 and 13 and 20. We pray as the Imam prays. We take benefit from the Salatul Taraweeh. We hear, we listen to the entire Quran from beginning until end. Walhamdulillah. We ask Allah to grant us khushu in our salah, to grant us humility and concentration in that salah. After Salatul Taraweeh, we head off back to our homes, walhamdulillah. Maybe have a small bite and then we sleep nice and early. Why? Because we are going to wake up again for tahajjud tomorrow. This is the time to make the best. This is the month of Ramadan for us to plant, so that we can reap our rewards bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. As one of the mashayikh gave the example, it's as if you had this machine, and for as long as you press enter, there will be $100 bills which will come out on the other side. What would we do?
We'll make sure we tape our fingers to that button. If you need to go to the toilet, you'll bring your son and you'll make him press it. Your wife, you'll take shifts. Why? Because we understand the value of the $100 bill. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand the value of this Ramadan. For verily, we will see its rewards in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the suffering of the Muslims around the globe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah unite us with Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi in Jannatul Firdaus. Hayyakumullah, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.